Welcome, welcome, welcome to Between Us, episode 24. That follows episode 23.
Sure does.
Off the top, be sure to like, subscribe, and put in your own submission. If you go to the description of this video, you'll find a link to that. This episode is also sponsored by Dreamers Merch. If you're looking for the comfiest, most stylish merch on the planet, look no further, because if you go to whywedream.com and check out Dreamers Merch, you will find it all there. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, right off the top.
Off the top, everybody. What happened?
We've got, Lindsay thought she escaped the sickness.
I thought I did, but I only was sick for one day.
I'm just realizing we should have had you lay down, tissues around
but
you.
But that did reiterate that it is actually the man flu, because...
You were sicker longer than one day.
No, I was down for one day.
Lens. No.
Yes, I was. I was feeling better the next day. I was.
It took you like 4 days.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
And then I cleaned the whole house on Sunday.
Yes.
Went back to the gym Monday.
Wow. You're a living legend.
I reiterates the fact that I think you were faking.
I was faking.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I feel like the last couple episodes, you haven't been really nice to me.
What do you mean? I'm always nice.
No, you're kind of like, I feel like you got a vendetta.
What happened? What,
you tell me.
Well, what makes what you think that? What did I do? Well, what makes you think that? Because I don't remember being mean.
I feel like you come into the episodes like, ready to fight me.
I don't feel that way.
Okay. Yeah, what did I do? Did I leave a dish in the sink or something? Or
every day.
And that's what it is?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you're better.
Thank you. You too.
You did it. What else happened this past week?
Not much. You're boring.
No. We've been watching Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah. Love is Blind. That's right. Jaden didn't watch the first, because they come out in like sections, I feel like.
Yes.
And you didn't watch the first, what, 5 episodes? But probably. Then he started seeing all the TikToks.
That's so all then my he TikTok got into it.
So when I started watching it, he started watching it with me. And it's so cringe.
Yeah, there's a girl in the pod.
Yes.
And the whole premise of the show, if you haven't seen it, is that the girls all stay in their
area
and all the boys all stay in their area, and they can't see each other. And then they have what are called pods. Mm-hmm. And it's like two rooms that are like this to each other, but they can't see each other. But they do like almost like speed dating.
It's like actual blind dating. Like you're talking to each other, you're getting to know each other, but you can't see each other.
Yes. And the whole premise of the show is that you should choose someone not based on looks, right, but based on connection. And if they like each other, they have to like choose.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy propose. The guy will propose, and the girl can say yes or no. If she says yes, then they do like this big reveal where they get to see each other.
Mm-hmm. And that's like the best part of the whole show.
Because they don't know what to expect, right? Yeah. And love triangles happen, and like two girls were like one of the guys, and so he's got to dump one of them, and like it is juicy.
It's very juicy. It's
very juicy, but they kind of try to like bend the rules a little bit of the show to figure out what they look like. Right.
In one of the, I can't remember which season, I feel like it was maybe season 2. There was this guy who was trying to figure out if like these girls were like heavy or not. And so no he way. Would say like, So if we were at a concert, would I be able to lift you up on my shoulders?
No way. Yeah,
he would. So he was like the villain of that season for sure.
That reminds me of The Office when Michael's blind dating and Phyllis.
That's like, I have a friend.
He's like, could I get in the same canoe as her? Without it tipping. And he's like, is she a pitcher or a catcher?
Pitcher or a catcher, Phyllis.
Yeah. That's horrible.
I know.
And like, I think one of the couples, the girl was like trying to figure out if he was black or white.
Right.
Right. And so, but there was one couple where they were kind of doing that, bending the rules, and she asked him, do you have a celebrity lookalike?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember who he said.
Well, it didn't show who he said. They didn't air it. But later on, I saw a video that said it. He told her that he looked like McCaffrey, the football player.
From the Niners.
Yes.
Well, okay. Interesting.
Yes. I'm pretty sure it was McCaffrey, but I'm almost positive.
But then the other contestant says, yeah, like, I've been told, I don't even, like, know her name. Like,
yeah, it's MGK's girlfriend or wife, and he's sitting there and he's something.
Like, Megan Fox?
Yeah. And so then, like, all of a sudden he was like, will you marry me right now?
Yeah, and so she's like, yeah, like, I think it's just the blue eyes and dark hair,
yeah.
And he's, like, stoked, obviously, because he's like, she looks like Megan Fox, right?
She really did herself a disservice. No one can compare themselves to Megan Fox.
So then he's, like, trying to decide between her and another girl. And I think he picked her based off of that conversation.
Could be. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
And when they finally saw each other, she didn't really look like Megan Fox.
Right.
And he obviously realized that. So, yeah. It's very interesting.
It is interesting. And that's been, like, the biggest discussion, I feel like, on TikTok or Twitter or whatever.
Oh, yeah. The whole... They're all about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's, like, trying to compare her to different actresses and stuff like that. So, but you have to watch it. It's really good.
Oh, what else happened this past week?
Mm.
Oh, I went to a concert.
Yeah, Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. Yeah, we're like finishing work, and my brother calls, and he's like, hey, do you want to go to Bad Bunny tonight? And I don't know any Bad Bunny songs. Like, I never listened to Bad Bunny, and I know one, pretty much. And I was like, how do I get out of this? Like, what excuse can I give him to not go? But then I had the thought. I'm like, this is the year of...
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to say yes.
Getting out of my comfort zone and, you know, just not saying no to everything.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So I told him, sure, I'll go. So I drive up, we go up there. And walking into it was at the Delta Center in Salt Lake. And walking in, there was like 30 hot dog vendors.
Really?
I've never seen that. Have you seen that, Taylor?
Oh, yeah.
This really? Isn't a new thing?
No.
I was like, really? Is this just a Bad Bunny
and
thing?
They're like not even, the cookers aren't even waist high. The grills they use, there's like.
So many.
They're like.
Really?
Thigh high little cookers, and the guy's standing there hunched over.
There's like why. 10. There's like 100 hot dogs probably.
Really?
But they're all spread out. Like where you get out of your car, walking in near
the... Is that
the...
a thing? Hot dogs before a concert?
I don't know.
Those vendors have become increasingly popular. And yeah, it's interesting. I've had my share of those.
Are they good?
They look...
They used to be.
They look good.
They had
onions, they had peppers, they had...
Yeah. I don't eat them anymore.
What happened?
I threw one up.
Oh, what?
But it wasn't because of the hot dog. It was one night in Salt Lake coming out of a establishment that serves drinks.
A bar? And, okay.
And them hot dogs were looking really good.
Oh, I bet.
They're like outside of bars and stuff too. I've never seen them around Salt Lake.
I'm not even kidding.
They're mobile.
everywhere.
Their little stands.
And they all had little, like, umbrellas.
Yeah, I ate one and then took an Uber home. And when I got home, I was very sick.
Oh, man.
Not from the hot dog.
Not from the hot dog. Don't put the hot dog people in.
You know when you throw up something, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, it ruins it.
So anytime I see them, I'm like, I can smell it. And I'm like,
oh, it smells
so good. I don't know about that hot dog, man. I want a hot dog
right now. I know. It smells so good. But I was like, I'm not looking to eat a rando hot dog.
But yeah, at NFL games, like, Meg and I went to a Niners game on Christmas, and there were so many. And we went to a Raiders game in October.
Because usually it's like merch or like...
Well, have you seen the TikTok trend?
What?
You ask your boyfriend or husband or whoever, and you say, give me your best... If you were at a stadium selling hot dogs, give me your best hot dog salesman impression.
Get your heat dog here!
Hot dog! Good job, dog!
There was one guy, one I saw, it was so funny. He was immediately, he was like, well, I would have a speech impediment and say something about weenus.
Weenus?
Get your weenus!
That's awesome, actually. It's like a New York accent.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, the concert was awesome. We walked in, and I actually ran into who our next podcast guest is going to be, said what's up to them, and we go to sit down and we're trying to find our seats, and it was in the same section that we sat in for Monster Jam.
Must be our section.
The exact same. I was like, okay, this looks familiar. And sit down and everyone's just chilling, and then he showed up late. I just feel like that's like a musician thing.
I don't know. I don't.
They're like, really, I don't want to show up on time to my own party.
What do you mean he showed up late?
Like, he was supposed to start at a certain time, and then he showed up probably like 45 minutes.
Did he have an opener or anything?
Nope. Hmm. No opener.
Like, your ticket said 7, and he didn't. Well, that's usually how it is. Like, we went to a concert on Saturday.
Why do they do that?
The ticket said 7, and the opener started at like 7:30.
Yeah,
maybe they just wait for everyone to get to their seats.
That's how all concerts are, honestly.
Yeah, there was no opener, which I've never been to a concert with no opener, but and it was cool. He's a performer for sure, but it was cool because I was more there as like a spectator than like a fan, if that makes sense. Like, I didn't know any of the words. Like, he didn't say one English word except Utah the whole night. But it was just cool. Yeah. Like, it's cool to just, like, live music is the best. Like, I need more live music in my life. But it was funny because there was a guy, me and Brady got there to our seats and we're just hanging out. And then there was a guy that came and his seat was next to my brother, right? And he walks up and he's wearing like these funny glasses and just like, you know, this guy's a good time, you know? And you could tell he was a Bad Bunny like stan.
Uh-huh.
And Bad Bunny came out and he's just like dancing. And then it literally got to a point where like him and Brady's like arms were like almost crisscross and they're both just like dancing together.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was awesome. And like, yeah, the concert was great. Had a good time. He came out on a horse. Why are you shaking your head?
Well, I saw the video you took and the horse got scared.
Yeah, it
and
was
I
loud.
Did feel bad for the horse because it obviously was very loud in there and it didn't look
it
very
was
comfortable.
So loud. My watch was going crazy being like, you're losing your hearing, get out.
Yeah, and animals have a better hearing than humans, so imagine how that must have sounded to a horse.
It looked cool.
Well.
Yeah. I get it. But then like halfway through, I was like, gosh, dang, I got heartburn. I was like, why do I have heartburn? I hadn't like eaten anything. I haven't had heartburn in a long time. And then I realized it was the bass.
Bouncing the acid up into your esophagus.
Bouncing the acid every time the bass hit. I was like, ugh. Like, it was like really hurting. So I like went and got a drink and whatnot.
I wonder if there's a surgery or something to fix your, like, the valve that goes from here.
Loose esophagus?
Yeah.
There's got to be, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to wear, like, a collar with spikes and just tighten it.
What?
Yeah, tighten it around my neck so that it squeezes my esophagus.
Yeah, but how would that help the opening from your esophagus into your stomach? I don't know.
Anyways, what else we got on the docket?
Nothing.
Tonight, we're going to Dune.
Yes, finally.
Yes, and I keep seeing so many TikToks saying...
It's the best movie ever.
It's the best movie ever.
I'm ready.
I'm not watching any Dune TikToks or reading anything about it because I've already heard that there are spoilers out there.
Really?
There is?
And I am completely anti-spoiler. Okay, I found out a spoiler. If you say something about Dune, I'm going to quit my job.
I was like, we watched the first one last night, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, I should read the books.
Uh-oh.
And so I go to Amazon, and I'm like, there's 6 books? I was confused.
So are there 6 books or no?
Yeah.
Oh.
But then I was like, what? Are the movies the first one? You know what I mean? Like, so then I started reading the, what do you call it, Taylor? The summary.
Yeah.
Of the books.
And they have a spoiler in the summary?
Yeah.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
I feel like it's a big one, too.
Really? In the summary?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I know. I was like, dang, I literally made it the day before.
And which book was it that gave the spoiler?
The first and second.
Yeah, I've never read the books. My friends are pretty into it. And when we were at dinner a few weeks ago, they were talking about everything after because these movies are just the first 2 books, right?
That's why I'm confused.
So these 2 movies are just the first book.
Okay.
But and does that mean they're going to make like 12 movies?
No, they're not. That's what I was going to say next. Is they're
Messiah
not,
is going to be the next one he makes, he said.
They're not making any movies for the rest of the books because I guess they're kind of weird.
Like, well, they're just doing Messiah, which is book 2, yes. He said. But after that, yeah, he's like, I have no interest.
The story is just way different. And like I said, I haven't read it. This is just what my friends had told me. So yeah, if you want to read them, I would say just read the first 2.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be a good time. I think the first one freaking blew my mind.
It was really good. Did it get awards? I can't remember.
I don't know. It had to have. Like, it was... Even just rewatching it, I'm like... There was points where I'd, like, look at Lindsay and just be like, wow. Like, that was powerful.
I know. They had, like, bagpipes, and I didn't notice the bagpipes last time. And it was actually really cool. Like, and I've heard the music is going to be awesome in this one.
Yeah. I heard someone say Hans Zimmer. Zimmer?
I don't know.
Zimmer.
Zimmer. He went God mode on movie 2. But the part in the first movie. So he goes in to meet the mother, the woman.
Bene Gesserit,
yeah. Right? And she's like the leader of the Gesserits, right? Yes. And he goes in and... He puts his hand in this box and she puts a needle to his neck and is like, if you pull out your hand from the box, I have to kill you.
Right.
Because you don't pass the test because it's a poison needle. And he puts his hand in and is fine. And then all of a sudden, like, he's like struggling and like, whoa. And then the moment he like locks in and just like looks at her like, you ain't getting me. Like, I was like, what? But I've heard, like, tons of people say he's, like, the next DiCaprio.
Really?
Yeah, that's what Josh Brolin, who's in the movie, said. He's like, he's the next generation of, like, Brad Pitt.
Wow, that's crazy.
So
I always keep telling Jaden how sad it is that all the actors that were so big when we were... younger.
Why'd you bring this up?
It makes me sad that they're all getting so old.
Why'd you bring this up?
Matt Damon. Oh. Brad Pitt.
I know. I don't even know if I should talk about this.
What? Don't tell me. I don't know. What is it?
I'm gonna get emo.
What is it?
I had a little cry the other night.
You did?
Yeah.
About what? Your age? No, you didn't.
Okay, so we watched Blade Runner
2049
something.
Were you sad about Ryan Gosling getting old?
And I was just watching it and like had this realization that like Harrison Ford was once 30.
Yes.
Yeah, like 90 years ago.
And now he's not.
Yeah.
You know? He was playing Indiana Jones.
Right.
He's like in his 30s.
But he's still in
movies. And now he's not.
But he's still in movies.
And so then I shouldn't even talk about this. Okay, I'll just... No, I can't.
What happened? Tell me.
I don't think I should.
You were sad that you were going to age?
I don't know. Let's just...
I was going to add real fast if you want me to save you.
Yeah, get me out of here, please.
Dune was nominated for 10 Academy Awards.
Did they win any?
And won 6.
Whoa. They deserved it.
That's awesome. Dude.
Nominated for Best Picture even, but lost to Coda. Did you ever see that movie?
Never even heard of it.
Yes, I've heard of it. I haven't seen it, though.
I think it's about a family with deaf parents, because Coda stands for Child of Deaf Adults.
Oh, I feel like I saw a commercial for it.
I've never seen it, but
I should add that to my list.
I was just scrolling Twitter the other night, and this guy I follow was doing a Ask Me Anything, and someone asked him, what's the last movie that made you cry? And he said Coda.
Oh wow.
So it must be sad or touching.
Maybe I shouldn't watch it. I've been feeling emo lately.
Well, are you having a midlife crisis already?
No. What should I do? Help me.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Get me out of here.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Let me pull you out of this.
Get me out of here, please.
How about we move on down the list? Thank you. We're gonna look at some news right now.
Okay.
Let's just move on here.
Okay? All right. What do we got in the news?
We have the Diddy lawsuit.
Mm. Ooh, no, not Diddy.
Let me tell you about it.
You're sad about Diddy?
All right, here we go. Rodney Lil Rod Jones has sued Sean Diddy Combs.
Sean Combs.
Alleging sexual assault, harassment, and exploitation, with accusations extending to high-profile associates and family members. The lawsuit claims Combs forced Jones to interact with sex workers and drugged guests' drinks at parties. Combs' legal team denies the allegations, calling them lies aimed at securing a financial settlement. Jones describes a pattern of abusive behavior and intimidation during his employment with Combs.
That's interesting. Diddy. And I watched this video where someone recapped, they like read the whole lawsuit, and a lot of it was homosexual allegations.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? I feel like all these older artists, older famous people, just older people in general, I feel like back in the day probably didn't ever think stuff like this would get out. But now with the internet and how I feel like people can just, like, even if you don't know people will rally around you and give you support. Yeah. So I feel like back in the day, you probably felt too alone or like you couldn't come forward with this type of stuff. But with the internet these days, I feel like the internet can wreck people.
Yeah, it's true. And I've seen like 50 Cent went on a podcast like years ago, like 2012 or something. And he like kind of like was hinting at this
right
before it even came out, like that, like P. Diddy isn't someone to be trusted. He like said something about like him being homosexual and that he like tries to get other people to kind of do that as well as like leverage on them. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like a lot of these, like you're saying, older actors, musicians,
R. Kelly.
Yeah. I mean, all the guys that have done stuff, I'm sure they're all like,
yeah,
crap. Mm-hmm. I never thought this would come to light, you know? Yeah, it's crazy. But we'll see. I don't know. I feel like it's hard to know in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. I think this was just filed, but I know there was big names mentioned in it, like Meek Mill, who's another rapper, was mentioned in it. There was like a bunch.
Well, I had heard that Diddy had something to do with Tupac's death.
I've heard that rumor.
But have you
heard
that, Taylor? I don't know if it's true or not.
I haven't.
You haven't?
No, I didn't know that.
And that's what I've also, the person that reviewed the case said, is like there's allegations of like murder,
yeah,
and like crazy stuff in it. So, yeah, that's wild. Sheesh. Not P. Diddy. I really only like All About the Benjamins.
I don't really know much about... All I know is P. Diddy did that one show, like Making the Band or whatever.
What is that?
Where it was... And there was a girl group that came from it. It was... He was like discovering...
Like young artists?
Yeah, and they were usually like a group of people, but there was like a girl group that I remember.
I always think he's the one who discovered Justin Bieber.
No, Usher.
Well, that's Usher, huh? Yeah. All right, what else we got, Taylor?
So, we have the Wonka scam.
Oh, yeah, this is awesome.
Let me tell you about this one. Attendees of a Willy Wonka-themed event in Glasgow. Sorry, Harry. I don't know how to say these words.
Oh, was it in England?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think it's Glasgow. Called the police, deeming the poorly executed experience a scam. Promised a magical chocolate paradise, guests found a dismal warehouse instead, leading to widespread disappointment and outrage. The event was hastily canceled, and actors revealed that AI-generated, nonsensical scripts contributed to the chaos. Organizers promised refunds, and the venue offered to host a makeup event for the affected families.
A makeup event? Bro.
They don't have money for that. They don't have money for a makeup event, I'm sure.
Well, it's like, I did see these photos and
videos. I did too. It looked scary. It looked like a haunted house. Oh
my gosh. And I just knew the feeling.
Of what? Disappointment or what?
Awkwardness.
Oh.
Like, I've been there. Not there, like, but like...
Like, in which position? Is going somewhere and being disappointed, or as the people putting on the thing?
I don't know. Like, it's just, if you've never worked retail, okay, so I used to sell my dad's product at trade shows. A trade show is like, how would you, there's tons of booths.
Just a ton of different businesses trying like to sell their products. It's like a
swap meet.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
Swap sure. meet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
It's pretty much a glorified swap meet.
Yeah.
Right? And you'd stand there at the booth and like sell your product, but you'd have to like heckle the people, you know? And I just know that feeling of like when there wasn't that many people there and the venue kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it's just awkward, man.
Yeah, but... They can't advertise like this magical Willy Wonka thing and then have like nothing in there.
Because I read they were using AI like generated content to make it seem like it was going to be dope.
Yeah, and it looked horrible.
It was literally, we'll put pictures like obviously warehouse. While Taylor's explaining, but like it's this massive warehouse and they just went to like Party City and bought like these 3 foot by 2 foot like Candyland posters. And just taped them to the walls and like a tiny bounce house and was like, this is Willy Wonka.
Yeah, it looked horrible.
And there was a lady that...
But I'm just wondering like what they were thinking. Like they thought people would think that this was going to be fun.
I know. I wondered like, surely they knew this is crap.
Yeah, maybe they like, maybe it's, what's that? What happened in that one island where they said there were all these performers going to have Firefest.
This is the 2024 Firefest. And I love that they're like, we could do it again.
I'm like,
to make it right.
Like, where are you going to get more money to make it actually good?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially after refunding.
Yeah.
That's so strange. So it bizarre. Was bad.
I wonder, did it say how much the tickets were?
Okay, let's role play.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, about what?
Fletcher's like, Mommy, Daddy, I want to go to Willy Wonka.
Okay.
And I'm more like, all right, son, we'll take you to Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
And we walk up, we walk in the doors. What do you say?
I would probably say we should leave.
You would? But Fletcher's like, huh, Willy Wonka, you're going to just say we're leaving?
Yeah, it looked scary. It looked like it was trying to lure children to like kidnap them or something. Oh my gosh,
this is not that.
It looked scary. I wouldn't want to be in there. I mean, but my personality, I'd probably be nice and probably go do the things and then leave.
Yeah, we for sure would stay. I don't know what you're saying.
I know, that's... That's what and I would be like.
This is awesome, huh, Fletch? Look.
I know. We wish. And then we probably wouldn't ask
and
for a
And then as refund. We left, we'd get in the car and be like,
what that was horrible. And we probably that? Wouldn't ask for a refund.
No, we definitely wouldn't ask for a refund. That's crazy. But I love that it says they called the cops.
I know.
The cops showed up.
That's what I'm saying. It had to be that bad that the police were called.
I'm just saying, that's so below. Like,
right.
I'm sure the cops showed up was like, what do you want me to do?
Well, I'm sure they could. I mean, it could be.
Right?
It could be like a fraud or a scam, you know? I don't know.
Like, writes them a ticket, gives it to the Oompa Loompa. All right. What else we got?
Okay, one more in the news. We have streamer says streaming is harder than working a 9-to-5. Oh,
maybe because I heard you listening to it.
So Hassan Piker, known as Hassan Abi, yeah, on Twitch, sparked outrage by asserting that streaming is more draining than a quote unquote real job. Hmm. He compared the toll of streaming for 9 hours to the soul-sucking nature of traditional jobs, triggering widespread criticism on social media. Critics questioned his perspective, highlighting the privileges of streaming over conventional 9-to-5 jobs. Despite the backlash, Hassan defended his comments, clarifying his point about the unique challenges of streaming and acknowledging his gratitude for his career.
Hmm.
First off, do you agree?
No.
Streaming, meaning you're sitting in front of a camera for 9 hours entertaining.
But why does he have to do that? Why can't he not stream? Like, he has the freedom to just not do it.
Does he game or what does he stream?
No, so he does a lot of, like, he's a political guy. So he does a lot of politics talk, but he also does a lot of, like, he'll watch something and it's like a react channel, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
so,
but it's like, you're telling me his videos are 9 hours long?
He does. He literally streams all day.
But I don't think he needs to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of people's response is like, then don't do that.
Yeah.
You know? Here's my thoughts.
Okay.
I think it would be very hard. Like, even just doing our podcast, every time we finish, it's kind of like
draining.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, I don't really want to.
You know? But at the same time, I've worked jobs where you're 2 hours in, you're also like, whoa.
Yeah, this right.
It's terrible, you know? But as far as, like, what he did say it's harder as far as his social battery.
Yeah, that's true.
Where he's like, after I'm done streaming, like, I don't want to talk to anyone because I just talked for 9 hours.
Right.
But I think he should have just said that.
Instead of saying it's harder than a 9-to-5.
Yeah, I think that's where he made the mistake, is like saying that something is worse than something else.
Because it depends on the 9-to-5, I guess. Because for instance, like a sales job where you're on the phone constantly trying to sell people, that is literally like killing your soul.
Yes.
And you're constantly talking to people just trying to sell stuff. And it takes a lot of energy.
It's hard.
So I mean, he's comparing it to like every 9-to-5 out there, which I don't think is...
Yeah.
Accurate.
Yeah. And I've seen a lot of his content, so I think I like knew what he doesn't really think.
Right.
Like the oil rig guys.
Right.
Would, you know, have it more easy than him. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I would also disagree because he is his own boss. So it's not like someone's forcing him to do that.
That's a good point.
So he's doing it, forcing himself to do it. And when he has the freedom to kind of create his own schedule.
And it's in his home.
Right.
Like.
Yeah.
And he makes a lot of money.
Right.
He's
so that's what I'm saying. He could afford to probably cut back on his streaming.
I will say this. Taylor, have you seen that like 50-part series?
I heard about it
on TikTok about that lady, and it's the series of like, who the F did I marry?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen that?
It's like 50 parts, 10 minutes each one.
Wow, that's so long.
I didn't watch it, but
well, I'm pretty sure it's over an hour total. But it's this lady who like has a crazy story about she like met this guy, and like there's just so much.
He's just like a pathological liar.
He's like, he's a demon. It's crazy. But Hassan did a stream and posted it to YouTube of the whole thing. So I was like, oh, awesome. I don't have to sit there and like go to the next video. And I watched it.
But he also made it 10 times longer because he would pause it and react, which is fine. But it's like,
yeah,
that lady could have just uploaded all of them to YouTube at once and just, you could have just watched it straight. Like, he doesn't need to react to every little thing. That's the hard thing I have about, because Jana listens to this guy named Ethan and he does reacts and they literally pause it every 30 seconds. And I'm like, just let the video play.
It's because in order for them to use someone else's content, they have to either add value to it or have constructive criticism for it.
But does it have to be that often? That's what I'm saying. Like, it takes so long to watch a video.
I like it.
I don't. That's not my kind of stuff I like to watch.
The reason I like to watch that is because I have thoughts when I watch stuff and I'm like, does anyone else think this? But when they do it, I like, they'll say yeah, stuff and but I'm he's like, doing, yeah, I'm so thinking
Ethan's
that.
Doing like a Bachelor type thing right now. And I started watching the first episode with Jaden, but I couldn't handle it because they have these girls send in these videos and they, with the guy that they're trying to like date or whatever, and they're just watching the videos, but each video takes forever to watch because every 30 seconds they have to pause, be like, oh, that was a good point she made. Oh, and then they have to go on this tangent. I'm like, just let the video play, please.
And I know the crew has said something to him. Like, the producer will be like, Ethan, just let it play through. Because a lot of times he'll pause and like ask a question or give input on like something that's coming.
Yeah.
And they're like, just let it play and you'll hear.
Yes.
You'll get your answer, you know? So, yeah.
So I just feel like, yes, it could be difficult, but I just feel like he's making it difficult for himself.
Okay.
He's his own boss.
You said that was the last one, Taylor?
Yep.
Hey, Dreamers, it's Lindsay here, and I've got something special for you today. I've been wearing my go-to for t-shirts lately, this fantastic oversized tee that's all about embracing your dreams and keeping your head in the clouds. This isn't just any tee. It's a statement with Dreamer and Head in the Clouds embroidered across the front. It's a piece that speaks to our journey, our resilience, and our choice to keep dreaming even when times get tough. It's designed to be comfy and stylish with a boxy oversized fit that's perfect for anyone that loves a heavyweight tee that is 100% cotton, ensures durability and comfort. So if you're ready to wear your dreams proudly and join a community of like-minded dreamers, head over to whywedream.com and grab your oversized Dreamers Club tee. Let's keep our heads in the cloud together and show the world that dreaming is our superpower.
That's the last one. So it is time to play everyone's favorite game. We're not really strangers. And something I think you guys should do a little different this week is let's have, for every question, let's have you both answer it.
Okay.
Okay, yes, Taylor. My mama did call me out on
that. Oh, really? That's funny.
She said, oh, you make me mad.
When I called her, I was like, what?
She's like, John was so mad at you.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't answer. And I was like, what? I can't remember what it was, though.
And she's like, you asked Lindsay a hard question, and then you didn't answer.
Yes, you both, no matter who answers or who reads the question.
But what if I don't want to answer, so I like purposely move on?
You can't do that anymore.
You have done that.
Okay, we can't do that anymore. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
These better not ask any questions about aging, getting old.
That's so funny. I mean, it's funny, not bunny, but I really didn't think you would be so sensitive about age.
I was having a rough time.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting to
me. Okay, I'll just tell you.
Yeah, tell me.
All right, Taylor.
But, you know, maybe Jaden, so I'm a little bit older than Jaden. I'm only like almost 2 years older. And Jaden does like to make jokes about it, but maybe it's because you're insecure about your own age.
Are you projecting?
That's what it feels
okay,
like.
Okay, I'll tell you. It's weird, man.
But let's hear it.
Okay, so we watched The Blade Runner.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, Harrison Ford was once 30. Okay? He was once the age I am now.
Yes.
And now he's like not.
Right.
He's old. And then I start thinking like, just don't cry. I'm not going to cry. You're not. No, you don't get that today.
Okay, just say it. You started thinking.
And what? I thought about my parents.
Yes, and how? Yeah.
And they were once 30.
Yeah, it's true.
They once had little kiddos.
But I'll be honest, I'm excited to get to my parents' age because, I mean, maybe they don't think this, but my mom and dad, they travel. My dad plays pickleball every single day for hours.
I know.
They retired in Arizona. Well, my dad's not retired yet, but almost. But it's like, they seem like they're having the time of their lives right now.
I know that. And it's just like, but like Fletcher will never be three again.
Yeah, and it is sad.
You know, and like, having that realization, like, freaking shot me out of a cannon into a world of emotion.
Yeah, well.
Because he'll never. No, I'm not doing it.
But the unrelenting passage of time.
You know, time is just. I'm having a hard time.
Time is a thief.
With time.
Yes. But it's so nice with technology these days because like I can't just easily access videos of my childhood and remember things, but like at least with Fletcher and kids now, they can easily relive stuff back when they were younger with videos that their parents
take. That almost makes me even more sad thinking about me like when I'm 60
watching videos
of Fletch and I'm like, I was once 30.
But it also, know? Like, makes me grateful because of, like, Royce. You know, we have so many pictures and videos of him that it, like, really helps us to, like, remember really what he was like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's kind of similar as you age. Like, you can always remember, go back and remember what you're... I know, because Fletcher is so sweet. And every single day, at least 10 times a day, he says, "You're the best mommy."
Yeah.
And so my mom said, "You need to record that and remember that."
No.
But it's like he says it so random, I can't just be like, "Oh, I need to record."
Yeah, I don't know.
And now he's starting to say, "You're my best friend," and it's so cute and he's so sweet and I just want to remember that, but I need.
And he'll never be that again.
Right. Yeah. So my mom said to film it and when he's not being nice or something as a teenager to just show him that video.
I know. It's scary.
I know. It's okay. But
do you ever have these thoughts, Taylor? No.
Okay. I don't either. I feel like I'm...
The passage of time is like wrecking my world.
I feel like I don't have a problem with time passing.
Oh my gosh. How?
I don't know.
It's like... Yeah. It's just one of those things I can't control.
Yeah.
And that drives me.
Maybe that's what it is. You can't control
it. Crazy. Like, someone needs to find that time machine. Boot that thing up like ASAP, man. For my sanity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just hard to know that one day I will... I don't like it.
I know.
All right, anyways. All right.
We're not really strangers.
Okay. I don't know which side. Was it the end? I think
it's the front, yeah.
Alrighty.
This is a tough one.
Ready? Alrighty. What do you think my view on marriage is? Explain.
I mean, I feel like you have a good view of marriage. It is different because we grew up in a church where marriage was like the thing, you know? That's what you always talked about as kids growing up, getting married, being with your family forever. And so I feel like that's something you always looked forward to, at least for me, because that's, you know, as a girl, that's what they always talked about, you know.
I remember as a kid being like, I can't wait to have a wife.
So they made it like such a huge deal. So I feel like I was super excited to get married.
What's my view on marriage now?
I mean, I feel like it's fine because we're married and you wouldn't change it, I feel like. Someone else.
Someone who doesn't want to get married is what the question.
That's true. I guess I feel like I have changed my views on marriage because also in our religion that we grew up in, it's like you can't have sex before marriage. I mean, if you're just with somebody not in a religion that believes that, like, I don't really see a difference in like living with someone and being married, other than just it is fun to have an event to like get married and to like celebrate, because I think that's a good thing to celebrate.
Yeah.
But other than that, I feel like.
Yeah, and this was to go back to Love is Blind.
Yeah.
There was a couple, and he kind of said that, like, do we need to get married?
Right.
Like, is that actually, in like, important?
Right.
Like, what does that do?
Yeah.
And her response was like, well, just to, for me, I don't want to be a forever fiancé.
Yeah, which also makes sense. Or like a marriage being a wife or a husband seems more permanent, you know? Like, a girlfriend could be permanent, but it also just feels like it would be easier to break up, you know, with a girlfriend rather than a wife, you know?
Yeah, and I think that was his point.
Yeah.
He's like, my dad always said,
well, that's because
his dad get out of a marriage than to get into a marriage.
Well, his dad cheated on his wife multiple times.
Well, there you go. I mean, like, let's say Jaden right now is single, and I am at the bar, and I look over, and I see Lindsay.
Yeah.
And then we start texting, and we start hanging out, and, you know, you like me, I like you. I still think even today I would want to get married.
Yeah, I would too.
There you go. Does that suffice, Taylor?
But I also feel like as like a legal standpoint, because if you are, so a lot of people do live together before they get married. And, you know, if they do break up, it's, you know, I feel like sometimes it doesn't go well. And so maybe they need like a legal system to help them decide who gets what. And so in that case, marriage would be better in that sense to help you know, because I mean, help you to, because if you're a boyfriend and girlfriend, I mean, there's nothing really you can do about that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Any thoughts, Taylor?
Not really.
Cool. Kaylin's pulling the next one.
I don't want to talk about marriage.
All good.
Oh my gosh.
No! We're only on level one. If you see here, there's a two and three. And two and three gets crazier, right? Like, we have to level up to fight that boss. Go ahead.
Hey, are you ready for this question?
No.
What did you think I'd be like in bed? And how accurate did that turn out to be?
Why? What? What was the question?
What did you think I'd be like in bed, and how accurate did that turn out to be?
Well, what did I think you'd be like in bed?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Kate, Cindy, Brenda, Rick, John, anybody, turn this off. I'm dead serious. I don't want your watch time. I don't want. Just turn it off. Okay?
You can keep it PG.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep PG. You should say. Emma's sitting in the back saying go. 100%. Oh, what? Okay. Don't be weird.
I'm not weird.
I know I am. What did I think you'd be like in bed? Sorry. We can cut this. No, okay. We can't. Producer said no. Okay. I'll say it. Everyone here is loving this. All right. What did I think you'd be like in bed? I knew.
This is why you're supposed to play this just in your couples and not in front of an audience.
I agree.
Just PG. Okay, surface.
I knew it'd be fun. I knew it'd be fun.
Okay, that's it.
That's PG. That's great.
Fine, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Like, I knew it wasn't going to be boring.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Good job.
Not vanilla.
No.
Okay.
Yep. That's cool.
I honestly, I feel like I didn't really have any expectations. I don't know if it's maybe just like a girl thing or what, but I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of expectations for women, you know, but there's not really many for men. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
To perform.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I feel like everyone just feels like the man is the one that's supposed to be like entertained or like pleasured or something. I feel like it's not really, I don't feel like women aren't really as thought of in that aspect.
Really?
Yes.
But you thought that's how I would be in bed?
No, I'm just saying I didn't have any expectations.
Oh, wow. That is such a cop-out, man.
I really didn't, though.
You made me go through all that.
But it's true. I feel like girls don't really have expectations because they're the ones that are expected to
be a certain way in bed. Okay, so were the expectations met?
Oh, yeah, that was the question. Yeah. Were they met?
Go.
I didn't have any expectations.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you want me to say? Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Okay.
We're married.
Yeah.
And happy and... All right, next one. That's cool. Ready?
I'm ready.
Are you happy?
I am.
Are you not entertained?
I am.
Oh, man, this is crazy. What about me most intrigued you before we started dating?
You were funny. I knew that. You told really
intrigued.
Yeah, I was very intrigued because you are very good at telling stories, which just made you seem intriguing to me.
Ooh.
Just like the stories you told about your childhood and your life, and you also liked to like tease me a little bit. I'd be like, okay, we're gonna hang out today. You'd be like, no, I don't really want to hang out today. And I'm like, no, like, we're hanging out. And you would kind of tease me in that sense. So that just made me want to hang out with you more.
I had that riz.
Yeah, that riz. Okay, your turn.
What intrigued... Okay, let me tell you about little Jaden. Okay?
Okay.
I was like the Dune guy, Paul Atreides.
Okay.
And I would have these weird dreams. Okay.
Okay.
Your face.
Have I heard? I don't know if I've heard this before.
I don't think I've ever told this.
Was I in your dream?
Okay, hold on. So I remember it was probably junior high.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like early high school.
Yeah.
Okay, later junior high, early high school maybe. And I remember I walked outside and I remember seeing this mom and dad pick up one of my friends. And I like had this weird reaction of like, that's cool. Like they're married.
Yeah.
They drive together in the same car.
Uh-huh.
They probably go grocery shopping together. Mm-hmm. And they like get have a sleepover every night. Without having to ask their mom and dad. You know? Like,
yeah.
It blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whoa, marriage is cool. And then that night, I put my head to sleep. And I had a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And in the dream, I like saw my wife. And I like was like, this is cool. I like this.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know those dreams that are like so real.
Mm-hmm.
That when you wake up, it like affects you.
Right.
And this is like a dream that affected me for like weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was like, I saw my wife in my dream.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. And that's all I could think about. And I remember... like we met,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like the first time we like went on a date,
mm-hmm.
I think we went up to
Temple Square. Yeah.
And on that date, I had the same feeling I had in that dream for the first time. Mm-hmm. Like, whoa, this is cool.
But was that was when, wasn't before we were starting dating.
What do you mean?
You're supposed to answer what was intriguing about me.
Yeah.
Before we started dating.
Well, we weren't really like, we were dating, but like, we were boyfriend and girlfriend at the time, right?
Well, that is a cool story. You never told me that.
And so I was like, just very intrigued of like, I found it.
And now we're married. You know what? I found her. There's a line at the very beginning of Dune. Since we just watched right now, we're on that train right now.
We're nerding out hard today.
And the very beginning, across the screen, it says, dreams are messages from the deep. And I said, that's a cool line. I should get a tattoo of that. But I think it should be Jaden.
I should get that tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just always remembered that. And I don't think I've ever told.
No, you've never told me that or anyone.
And I still remember, like, that dream is like, stamped inside my brain of like the feeling I had.
That's cool.
So I don't know. Did we answer it?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that just intrigued me because I was just like, it was just intriguing to know, like, whoa,
right?
There's that feeling.
Yeah.
And this is the girl.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right. So okay, that was fun.
Yeah,
got a little weird. Sorry, listeners. I don't know what's. I know a lot of people watch that are like.
Yes. It's hard thinking of the people that you know that watch.
I know.
And you're answering these questions.
Yeah, like, I don't want them to know weird stuff.
Think of you differently, you know?
You know? I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts? Just on, like, is it fine that we, like, be open?
I, like, honestly, again. Yeah,
come over,
yeah, Emma.
Come to the mic.
But while she's coming over, I just feel like, again, it may just because of the way we grew up.
At it for time, sure is.
Of our religion. And then there was a lot of, like, there's a lot of, like, shame, I feel like, associated with sex. Not really when you're married, but I feel like it's so drilled into your head before you get married that you're just, like, weird about it. You know?
Yeah. Okay, Emma.
That's actually definitely part of what I was going to say, because I think because of that, because it's, like, weirdly shameful when it shouldn't be for any reason. That's actually really awesome that you guys are talking about it. And I think more people should, because it's a really natural and awesome part of life and should be talked about more, and we shouldn't have to feel weird about it.
Yeah.
There's boundaries, of course, right? But I don't think you're crossing them.
Like, is it traumatizing though for them?
Like, it shouldn't be. They know that you do it. I mean,
that's true.
Or like, I know we should set the example, right? You know,
because I wish, like, I'm so weird about so much and I hate it, and I will probably spend the rest of my life trying to.
Can you hear her?
Well, so Meg just said, like, we should be able to be able, like, Fletcher should be able to be comfortable to talk to us about it, you know? Which makes sense. And if you've watched Real Housewives of Salt Lake, there's a lady on there, Heather, and she kind of is dealing with the same thing because her daughters are teenagers now, and she's trying to figure out how to be open with them because it's hard for her because of the way she grew up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard for me.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had, like, a spicy conversation with anybody.
Right.
You know, other than my
wife. Which, honestly, I feel like I've gotten more comfortable, maybe because of the podcast, I'm not sure, but when I brought it up to the whole group a couple weeks ago, like, that's something I would have never done before, just bringing up, like, our sex life in front of other people.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are helping me. I'm sorry. It was funny though. Taylor. I don't know. Taylor makes me not want to.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. Because you're so sweet and like. No, Taylor's so sweet.
Oh, I thought you were saying Lindsay's so sweet.
No, Taylor. And like, I don't know. I'm like, people don't want to hear that. That's gross. But.
Meg said we do.
yeah. Yeah, but I agree. You need to have a healthy relationship with that.
Yeah.
Especially, I think, for your kids.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know. My parents are awesome, but they never talk to me about nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and luckily I'm just a good boy. And gone to no trouble or nothing, but.
But again, to you, that would have been trouble, but to someone else outside of, like, our church, it's not really a big deal. You know totally. What I'm saying?
Yep. Times are changing.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, along this same vein,
oh no,
is the rest of our podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Because our one submission this week says, frick. I just watched your previous episode where you talk about the deed and how physical touch isn't as important to Lindsay. I struggle with the same thing within my marriage. It's really hard because I do love him so much. Have things changed since that conversation? And how do you guys navigate that?
Okay.
I'll be honest.
No, let me give my input. Okay. If that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was interesting reading the comments on that reel.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
A lot of people were like, wow, that's like, we're the exact same.
It was crazy.
It was validating to me. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. And, I don't know. Like, it was just, there was a lot of girls just like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love my husband immensely.
Right.
But I just don't need
mm-hmm.
the touchy-touchy.
Right.
You
there
know?
Was one girl that said, I'm with Jaden. She was like, I'm very physical. So, but I mean, I feel like there's a lot of girls out there at the same time that are similar to you, you know? But I feel like, from what I've experienced, I feel like most women are more on my side. But I think that's just how men are wired. It's just in their biology.
Okay, so the question was, we talked about how's it going?
Honestly, I'll be honest, I've only initiated maybe once. Since then, so not really an improvement, but that is an improvement still. But
you initiated,
Jaden, you know I did. I think I even pointed it out. That's what I'm saying. So this is my problem. Lance, I give Jaden physical touch.
How did you initiate?
I came in over and laid on the couch with you, and then one thing led to another. Okay,
Lynn,
Jaden, I remember. That's what I'm saying. So I give Jaden physical touch, but he doesn't remember it, and I brought up how often we had sex because to
so
our
friends.
So
here's what happened. Let me just tell you.
No, let me tell you. No, I started it. You. I started. So here's what happened. I brought it up because Jaden kept saying how I like don't snuggle with him. I don't do anything. But to me, I feel like I do a lot. And I told everyone how often we have sex. And it turned out to be above average.
Above American average.
Above American average.
You're such a liar, because
we Googled
bro.
It.
Per Google.
What was the American average?
Once a week.
Once a week?
Yes.
Which is what you said.
I said twice.
You're tripping.
That's what I'm saying. Jane doesn't remember it. So I have to like point it out for him to remember. Yes.
So Lindsay, being who she is and wanting to make a point.
Yeah, I did.
She was, I knew you, I knew you didn't think I knew, but I knew. She was trying to make a point of like, I'm going to make sure we have sex 2 times in a week.
And we did.
I'm going to make sure that happens. To,
and guess
so
what?
That on the podcast, I could tell everybody, see?
Guess what I said to Jaden? I said, this is the norm. And Jaden was like, no. So I was like, this is the norm. But Jaden was sick for a long time. Then I got sick. So he first, if we haven't had sex in like a week, which is rare if we go over a week. Jaden thinks we haven't had sex in like months.
Okay. So we finished the whoopee. Okay.
I don't like that word.
Not the whoopee.
What do I call it?
Sex. Yeah.
I don't know if you can say that on YouTube. Is the
well,
only
I've
thing.
Well, I've said it like 20 times.
You have?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we had sex.
Yes.
For the dose time of the week. Okay, for the second time, we had sex for the second time.
Yes.
Okay, and Right when we finished, Lindsay goes, see?
I did. That's what I'm saying. If I didn't point it out, Jane would be like, it's been forever. We only have sex once a month. So I literally, and if I like snuggle with him or something, I have to point it out. Otherwise, Jane will be like, you haven't even snuggled up to me in like 10 days. So that's what I'm saying. Jaden is so high on that scale and I'm so low that what I'm doing, I feel like is a lot, but he thinks it's not enough still.
Still? What have I said? I've just...
You make comments. Kyle was literally over here. Kyle and Carrie. And
this was before that podcast. The question was, since the last podcast, what's changed?
Nothing. Because I feel like it's fine, but you feel like it isn't.
No, that was perfect. Doser a week is great.
Thank you.
So keep making
your... Oh, and that's what I brought up when we were talking.
Just keep making your point. That would be great. Yeah,
that's what I brought up in the group was that I would have to like probably make a calendar and check off just so you could see how often and that I'm right. Okay, that's all I have to say.
I did realize one thing.
What?
Here's what I need to do.
Yes.
I don't, no more, spur of the moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Because usually I'm tired.
Yeah, it's like, hey, do you want to? And Lindsay goes like, no, I'm tired. And that's sometimes how it goes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
But if in advance I'm like, hey.
Yeah. That was helpful.
Do you want to later?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, then it's better.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, that's better. That's a good point.
Yeah. But I do see these TikToks that also worry me.
Why?
Where it's like when you told your husband you're going to
Do
the deed later, but later comes and you're like, oh,
that's frick. Why I never bring it up earlier in the day. Because I'm sure that would happen to me.
So then this theory is not working.
Yeah, but I feel like if you brought it up, I'll plan on it. But if I bring it up, I feel like I will back out.
But I gotta tell you, it's like the way we are like sex life, it's like militaristic, yo. Yeah.
It's news to me.
Like,
let's hear it.
Futuristic?
What did you say? He said militaristic.
Futuristic. I like that better, though.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's like militaristic. Because I'm like, hey, do you want to do something later? And Lindsay's like, sure. Later comes and Lindsay's just like, are we doing this? Alright, go.
That's true.
She's like, are we doing this or what?
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like that could be.
You gotta get on the mic, Meg.
You can't yell from over there.
I feel like that could be changed a little bit.
Yeah,
like
it could be.
I think so too.
Very beneficial to have some intentional like lovey time.
How do you don't have to say nothing, okay? You're safe.
Are you trying to ask Taylor Meg how they initiate?
How? How do you know that something's happening?
You can. I mean, I have the same issue of like saying things is hard. But, and I also just as a girl, I think it is hard to initiate.
Yeah. Girls take,
really?
Girls take, like if I said no to you, I feel like you don't take it as hard as if you said no to me. You know, I would feel like I would take it hard if you said no to me. I think that's why I don't initiate.
You would think I'd like,
yes, it is hard. And Taylor does say no. I literally, the only times I initiate Taylor is like, nah. So it is hard.
Jaden said we were safe.
Jane said we're safe.
We are safe.
Let me sit down. But honestly, I feel like if I did, I would be shocked if Jane said no. But I think also that would make it worse for me if he did say no.
It sucks when they say no. But
it does suck, bro.
Why are we the same? Why are we always going through the same stuff?
You know, Meg and Jane are always the same.
I know it's not. I know it's not.
It's not anything to do with you. It's not personal.
It's not a.
I mean, it is literally personal, but it's not.
It is personal, but it's not.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Can't even. A mirroring of your love.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't. That's not the right word.
Look, I'm just tired. I'm just tired. Okay.
Reflection. Thank you. It's not a reflection of your love, but it feels like it because it's like, oh, you don't want me right now.
Yeah, but usually I'm just tired and that's it. I'm very tired a lot.
I think it would be very, from the sounds of it, let me give you
Okay, so do it. How do you initiate and then he says no? Do you just ask?
It's exactly like you're describing. Just
you're just like, do you want to?
Yeah.
You're a liar. Tell me.
Do you want to?
Not really. Dang.
That's okay. Well, no. That
that's heartbreaking.
That mostly happens. That mostly happens when. Stop.
Taylor wants that mic to be 10 feet away.
This is how our. This is how it goes. Okay. Once a month.
This pot is juicy, dude.
Once a month, I will be like, okay. I'm gonna initiate. I'm gonna do it and then I get all snuggled up next to him and I'm like,
yeah,
this is exactly how it sounds like. I'm like,
you like, grunt.
No.
You go,
no, ignore the grunt. I was just saying, like, I clear my throat. I'm like, I was just wondering if maybe that you wanted
to. We are the same person.
If you wanted to, if maybe, like, and I repeat myself a lot and I say the same thing.
And
like,
he knows what's coming.
If you would want to, maybe, you know. And Taylor's like, can you say it? And I'm like,
really? You make her say it? You're a demon, bro.
And I'm like, so that's what my initiating looks like.
Okay.
And then yes. Taylor will maybe be like, usually it's like we're about to go somewhere on the weekend or something, and he's like, maybe later, like we kind of gotta go, or we just got dressed, and I'm like, okay, I'm never doing that again. And I said,
no, isn't that your first thought? You're like, I'm never asking again.
Yeah.
And like.
It can't be like that because it's valid. Like they're like his time. It's never like he's saying later because he is tired or we are about to go somewhere or we had a long day or something. So that's what my initiation looks like. But
does he initiate?
No, he just.
He does?
I'll pass the mic because I'm done telling my side.
Is yours similar? No?
No.
You know what I've done? I've resorted to. Texting.
Jane will text me.
Because the letdown is easy.
It is true. But I'll be honest, I would prefer not texting.
No, you're too mean.
I feel like I'm meaner over text.
I kind of just want, like...
Mike.
I wish I never had to initiate, and I wish all, like...
I know.
You could just come up to me and just be like, oh my gosh, I am so lucky to have you in my life. Come here.
Like, I'll be honest. Like, I would, the initiation I would prefer, I would rarely say no. Like, if Jane asks me, I'll usually say no. But if he just comes up to me and, like, starts snuggling with me or something, I will rarely say no.
No.
Okay, I think.
No.
I think Taylor says the same because he's like, it's Lindsay's hard lying. When you ask me weird because right. Then it just kind of takes will the wind like, out of it.
I know what you're doing. I don't want to have sex.
But that's when it's like 12 o'clock at night and we're already laying in bed and I'm up trying to fall asleep. But like if I'm on the couch, like the other night, Jaden just came and laid with, or he was just sitting there on the couch. And then I actually initiated, I think, that time. He was literally just sitting next to me on the couch.
No, you never initiate, Linz. This is what happens, okay?
Let's hear it, Jaden.
If I feel like there's a chance, you'll say yes.
Okay. Which is twice a week, just so we all know. Which is above average.
Just this past week as a point, just so you know. But
every week.
Here's
Thank
how
you.
I test the waters.
Okay.
You know, I don't even know if I want to tell you because it's my secret. I'll tell you.
Yeah, tell me.
This is how I test the waters. Is I'll kind of sit by Lindsay.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm past the point. I'm like, I'm not going to snuggle you.
I'll initiate snuggling. That's how I initiate.
No. And if I could kind of tell Lindsay, like, puts her foot on me or something, I'm like, okay, it's looking like a 40,
it's go time, boys.
40%.
Let's go.
40%. We're looking all right, boys. And so then the next step to test the waters is I'll kind of lay near you.
Yeah.
And then if the reception is good, then I'll like, okay, I'm going to give her a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a...
Yeah, a peg, then it's a
no. No whoopee.
Yeah.
Stop with the whoopee pies.
And the whoopee pies.
No.
But if she like gives me a little more than a peck, then I know I'm got
in the clear.
Because it just hurts to say it out loud and then to be like, nah.
Yeah, so I would prefer a nonverbal initiation and when it's not super late at night, when I'm already ready for bed.
Emma, thoughts?
Yeah.
Taylor needs to, you need to hear Taylor's.
Yeah,
Taylor, I do want to hear that. Nice try. Taylor was trying to move on.
No, Taylor. Emma can sit right here while you tell her.
How do you initiate?
I don't want to give up my trade secrets.
I know. That's why I feel like I just gave to Lindsay. Like, now
I already
she knows
knew that.
What I'm doing.
I already knew that. That's why I react
the
way.
You do?
That's why I give you a peck, because I'm like telling you no. But if I give you more, then that's a yes. I already know, okay?
The peck speaks volumes.
I know, it does.
Okay, go Taylor.
I don't really know what you want me to say. I mean, I'm just a little more swift with it. No conversation is had. It's just...
You just mosey on over?
There's no moseying being had. It's just...
You don't check for landmines?
It's methodical. Just a weasel, if you will.
That's better.
Just a little kissy. A little bit of that.
Don't do that.
A little bit of this. And
I'm glad this isn't on camera. We get demonetized so fast.
And we find, and you know, we find a way. And not
but it's
a lot.
Easy because it's the flip. Like Lindsay could come over and like flick my earlobe, and I'm like, it's on.
That's how I am, and it sucks.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you guys don't have to worry about these. Like, I gotta be like special ops.
Yeah, and I never say no, so how hard is it to initiate? Because I never say
That's
no, because I'm always just down. Like, I just love it,
no.
So I'm just like,
yeah exactly.
Anytime.
I'm going to take it where I can
like,
get
when?
It.
Again? Okay.
Which, again, is above average, just so you know. And
so
physical
know
touch is not my thing.
Yeah, so just, cool, I just a little more sneaky about
man,
it.
Man, you guys have it good, frick.
What do you mean? It sounds similar to us.
No, you and Taylor.
Oh.
You guys have it so easy.
That's true.
Well, yeah, but we're different because I initiate a lot more, it sounds like, than
I
Lindsay
do.
Does.
I'll put my stamp on that.
But it's because I always want to, and I feel like you also always want to. Not as much as I always want to, but I feel like a freaking teenage boy talking
to you. I know, that's how I'm like, people probably think I'm like...
I'm like, only come on, please
come
again.
On.
I'm
is
ready.
Today the day? Like, normal.
I need to bring Emma in.
I didn't say you weren't normal.
All right, Emma, let's keep this train. Let's keep this going.
All right, what do you want to know?
Just how do you... Mm-hmm. Who initiates and then how do you?
So, we both do. We've got
wow,
it pretty good. We're
harmony.
Pretty similar. But we both just kind of ask. Mm. We'll just be like, hey, like, I'm really into you right now. You want to have sex? And it's like, yes or no. And then either way, if it's a no, usually we'll just kind of cuddle or like connect in a different
right.
physical way. But it didn't.
You guys are so mature.
No. No. It wasn't always that easy, though. We had to have a lot of conversations of like.
Has he told you no?
Uh huh. Yeah.
What the
F? Yeah, I've told him no. I mean, crazy. Yeah. What the F? But okay. But I know, like, I know that when he says no, it's not because he's not saying no to me. He's just saying no to, like, the actual act of sex. Because sometimes you're just not up for that.
Because two Gandhis married each other. You're so wise. Gandhis.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you say you just ask?
So
just
that, like, one, or one of us will just start, like, often I'll start kissing, like, his neck, because I like his neck, and then he kind of knows, like, the other night, he kind of knew, and he was like, I'm really tired tonight, like, I'm not up
for it. You were
That happens to me.
You were kissing his neck?
That's exactly what happened.
And he said no?
Yeah.
Holy frick!
But that's what you did to me. See, when Jaden says, I know what you're doing, and I'm like, we're not having sex tonight, that's exactly what happens. Yeah. I'm like, I understand, but I'm, like, really tired right now.
And then it's just like, yeah, like,
that's
totally
crazy, man. Totally good. You guys are so wise. I know. Maybe, well, I do need to get. Maybe I should go to the get checked and.
No. That's totally normal. Don't feel bad. Don't think you're like.
I should not have had you speak. I'm sorry.
What are you mean? Okay, I've also studied this a lot though, and I think it's like. Really important to have this kind of like clear and open communication and be like, I don't know, just don't be ashamed of any of it. Like,
that's
you're
again
doing great.
Again, it could go back to upbringing. I'm not really sure, but it's not really something that we just like talk about. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Your parents didn't talk to you?
No, they
didn't. Yeah, me neither. I never.
Like a little bit, but yeah. But I think that's changing though, because like when we got married, they sat us down, and I appreciated that a lot.
What like happens to like make you like one way or the other?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like what?
Okay, actually, something that you should look into
is a hormone thing.
Is a responsive desire versus spontaneous desire.
Mm.
Some people like just randomly want sex. That's how they're wired, and then some people have to have like a stimulus to remind them that sex is a thing that happens. And then they're like, oh yeah, like I'd be down. But
you missed your calling, Emma.
That's a different thing. What was my calling?
Just like telling the right stuff to people.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Anyway, I'm just here to say your sex lives are awesome and you're all doing great. And,
thank you.
One day we'll get there, Emma.
That's all.
Like,
but
you.
But again, we've also been married for 8 years. And twice a week is pretty good. I'm just
if you're watching this right now and you believe we have...
We do, 100%. I'm going to make a calendar and I'll show everyone.
All right, this is a great place to settle our debate because we are running a little low on time.
Oh, sorry.
And it is kind of along the same lines. So let's try to... Let's get some opinions here.
Okay. So again, on Love is Blind, there's one of the girls. She doesn't take birth control. Which is fine because as a girl, a woman, birth control can really mess with you. And I'm dealing with, like, I have an IUD and it really causes me a lot of pain sometimes, most of the time. And also it messes with your hormone. Like I started out taking the pill and that really messed with my hormones and it made me feel sick. And so I feel like, and so this girl, her argument was, well, why can't you just get a vasectomy?
Well, yeah, we got it. The debate is
who's...
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Go ahead,
The Taylor. Debate is whose responsibility is it? So
yeah, who's responsible for the control of birth?
Right.
The man or the woman in the relationship?
Or the woman in the relationship.
I mean, honestly, I'll be honest with you. Men already think women are emotional and crazy and they'll have any excuse to call them that. But if you put them on birth control, it just makes it worse, I feel like. So if you don't want that, then you should take responsibility and get a vasectomy. They can be reversed. It could be a little iffy if you're able to have kids after you get reversed, but that's the same with birth control. Like, there's always a probability that if you get on birth control, it may mess with your reproductive system.
Yep. Yep.
Jaden, your thoughts?
I don't know. I'm scared to get a vasectomy.
Why?
I don't know.
I'll tell you.
You want another kid?
Huh?
She said, do you want another kid?
Go. What were you going to say?
I'll tell you that getting an IUD is very painful. And getting it taken out is even more painful. So I understand that you could be scared, but women also give birth, and that's like the worst pain ever.
I'm not debating. Lynn, just don't paint me in a corner of... Stop it. Here's my thoughts is... I don't know. Me personally, I don't like pain.
Right.
And it might hurt.
Yes.
Right. But that's not the... I don't know. For me, it's like a vasectomy just seems like we've put it in the coffin.
Right, but they can be reversed.
Yeah, but really? Can they, though?
Have you watched The Office? Snip, snap, sniff, snap.
Yeah, and he said, do you know what that's deuced?
Well, if you watch the final season, he has kids and has lots of pictures of them. Buys two phones so he can store all the pictures of them.
I do hate that the weight has fallen on women, okay?
Because...
Can I just put that as my stamp?
Huh.
But it's like... I don't know, man. What am I saying?
But, I mean, honestly, I know couples that use condoms, and I feel like that's always a good option.
You know someone that just uses...
Meg is shaking her head no.
Meg's vehemently shaking her head.
But, yeah, I don't know. I know it's not the same.
Right, and there's always a possibility that it breaks or something, or it's a bad condom.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I don't know. I just feel like it is always put on the women, and if a woman accidentally gets pregnant, they're usually the ones that have to continue, like, take the most responsibility caring for the child, even though the father also has responsibility.
I just see it as, like, if you're planning on having kids, like, the birth control is a temporary thing.
Right, but if you're not planning on having kids, then I feel like...
Then it's... Does it fall on the man then, you know? I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts?
So, general consensus that I've heard, I think, yeah, that's generally how I've heard people talk about it, is, like, during, when you're, like, active and trying to have kids, and it's usually falls on the woman to take care of it, and then after, like... Most everyone who I know who's done having kids, they're
then the husband dude should be the one that has
usually
the birth
taken
control.
The vasectomy. Yeah,
yeah.
That's a pretty good compromise.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah,
what do you reckon?
Kind of, because like a vasectomy is like a week of pain,
right?
And birth control for women, the options are pretty awful.
Right, and that goes back to my thinking of like how birth control affects women, and whereas a vasectomy doesn't really affect you.
Yeah.
Yeah, hormones
no,
aren't involved.
I don't know. Here, how long have we been going?
I don't know.
A while.
Yeah.
We need to wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Okay. Yeah, I agree. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what's your guys' thoughts? Put it in the comments. Yeah. Do you agree with that? Like, while you're trying, if you're still going to try to have kids, like, should the... Girl, get on birth control, get off, get on, you know what I mean? Like, and then once you decide you're done, then it's on him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to do it, right? I don't know. We'll see. Okay. Thank you so much for watching. This was fun.
It's a lot of sex talk this episode.
Yes. We will call this Sex February.
Yeah, and just put in the title, huh? not for mothers.
March. Sex March.
Not for our mothers.
Yes, Cindy and Brenda, if you're watching still, shame on you. You're in big trouble. Yeah, you did this to yourselves. Okay, thank you guys so much for watching. Be sure to submit your between us submission. Check out whywedream.com and tune in next week. We're going to have a guest on our show. It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you guys. Bye now.